Hey, it's Werner. Can you hear that? Don't you think this is how a week should end? Quiet. You can't hear it in the microphone, but just here and there you can hear a little kid outside playing or making a noise, shouting. It's the end of the week and everything is cooling down. It's around 8:30 now. It's much later than I thought when I sat down to record this. It's quiet. I'm tired. Tell you what, I'm going to go to the couch in a second and sit there, drink ice cold water, and perhaps drift off a little bit, sleep. I'm tired. Marta's not here. She's at the country house at the moment with Francie and his friend. She left about halfway through the day. She wrapped all her work up. I still had some work to do, but she had to get out a little bit. And that's the nature of our relationship too, is that we can allow each other to do these things. So she had to get out in the greenery. I need to get into a comfortable bed. It's been a long week. I slept on the couch a few times just because I go and I finish off certain pieces of work before workshops, and then I don't want to come in and bother Francie and Marta. So, because Francie still hogs the bed, so there's no room for me. We're going to have to get him into his own bed at some stage. I just don't know when. But so it's been a week. Ups and downs. A lot of the ups is some of the work that has happened, conversations with clients and friends. I had a live stream with our friend Jens yesterday. He's like starting to do these live shows, and he's got a bit of a plan up his sleeve, and I got to be the first guy. And it doesn't slip me, and we spoke about it. I was teasing him. It's like, I'm the first guy because I'm the guinea pig. Because I don't mind it. I enjoy when someone tries something new, and I like to go and just have fun. The downs, of course, is my friend passing on. And there's been a few frustrations this week for me with the project. Not from a client perspective, but I think I've been a bit disappointed in certain expectations that I've had. But I also know, and perhaps I don't show it and Marta doesn't see it, that some of the disappointment is actually just me being angry at myself. But that anger will subside, and then I will turn that into a learning. And funny enough, some of these are just relearning things. And I'm also kind of, it's a bit daunting the next couple of weeks, because some of the disappointment is leading to me saying, okay, you know, stuff it. I'm just gonna go ahead and solve the problem. And then it means more effort, more couch time. But yeah, the fact that I'm busy and I get to work with interesting people and on an interesting project and also with my wife doesn't slip me. It's still a space of so much privilege, and I'm still grateful for it. But it's tough. But this is what you have to do, right? You have to kind of dig deep and soldier on, I guess, and be patient. Be patient. Look at where I am. It's already heading into August, and hopefully soon this will be wrapped up, and I can say to you, what a success! Smile my ass off. The other thing is also, my friend got to go see my friend Jeff, who's in hospital. I recorded a short little note for him. She did this with a few friends, and she played it back to him. I mean, he's still sedated, very much on the ventilator. So, still waiting for feedback and hopefully some good news, because I think a lot of the pressure I'm feeling at the moment is kind of like in the back of my mind. I keep on thinking about my friend Jeff. And that's good. I want to keep on thinking about him. Also, what I've seen, I've not been really active there. I tend to not know what to say because I don't have the words. But there's this group, WhatsApp group that his wife's using, Karen. His wife, it's a formal. It's my friend Super K, Karen. She uses this group to actually update everybody. And today I was sitting on the couch and just knowing my friend Jeff, I wanted to post there. I think this is just one huge elaborate plot of Jeff to try and build up a fan club. Because there's a ton of people on there waiting and encouraging him and sending notes. But then also, like, I know he's sleeping. But I wonder how Karen feels. I keep on asking her, like, how she's doing, how she's feeling. She never answers. I think it's not something you can really answer. So I think of her a lot. Because, I mean, what's Jeff doing? He's freaking sleeping. But I'm hoping for some better news or good news next week. That said, I have another friend who's also an event later. We call him the Flying Dutchman. And that's kind of a reference to, they call South African or Afrikaners, it's like one of the slang terms for Afrikaner is a Dutchman. Because Afrikaans, my home language, sounds like Dutch. And he's the Flying Dutchman. I think there's an old Dutch ship that was used, was called a ghost ship that was called the Flying Dutchman. But he's the Flying Dutchman because he's this kind of chunky, little bit overweight, big guy who drives these big Harley Davidsons like it is a scrambler. And he does crazy things, and he's just he's the soul of the party. And he is who he is. And it's also sad to see him in hospital. He recently had his daughter got married, and she had twins, and he was really living it up as a granddad, being this cool Harley Davidson granddad. And so I feel for them too. I'm kind of really worried about him, because I know he wasn't in top physical health, and you know what this virus does. So yeah, two of them struggling away in the hospital and fighting the good fight. So it's heavy on the mind. It's very close to home. But the good news is also that my parents have received their vaccinations. So I hope to keep them around. I like them. So it's good to know that they have a little bit of protection, which is important. Great. So I'm raffling on and waffling on because, I'm a little bit tired. So the brain is working too hard to try and make this episode work. But know that I'm grateful. I am for you listening to this, of course, and I am in high spirits because things are tough at the moment. They surely are. But it's just about soldiering on and spending a bit of time with the family in the next couple of days. And just thinking about holiday. September is holiday. A little break.